you're obviously getting a lot of your squad strengthening done early on in the summer. You've signed three already.
Yeah, every year I do it the same, really, Trevor. It's important to try and strike nice and early, sort of fend off other clubs and get in there nice and early. The squad's done remarkably well this year, as you know, to go the season unbeaten, get promoted and get to semi-final of ours. So there's no major works required. It just needs tinkering a little bit with some extra quality in certain areas, and some areas I'm looking to add a little bit more competition. So, yeah, very, very pleased to get the first three over the line nice and early.
And tell us about those three.
Yeah, first one, Jordan Jones, a right-sided player that played for Redditch last year and was one of Redditch's best players. He was at Kidderminster Harriers full-time before that. Very young, very energetic right-back that gets up and down very, very well. Fits into the brief that I'm looking for, if I'm being completely honest. So we'll add different quality down to the right-hand side for us. The second one was Josh Quainer, left-back who played all season at left-back for Coleshill Town last year, who finished runners-up in the division above, and also obviously had that very good FA Vars run. He's a player I've watched for the last 18 months closely, and in my opinion was the best left-back in the division above. So again, a player that's played at a higher level, done very, very well and excelled at a higher level, which is very important to me. So those are the first two, closely followed over the weekend by Joe Ward, who the club have put on contract for 12 months. An exceptional signing, really. A lad that fell out of love with the professional game and quit as a professional 6 months ago, pretty much now. Fully decided to come out of it, cancel his contract at West Brom. A number of big clubs, non-league-wise, were in for him because of his what he's looking to do business-wise. We fit the bill, met him three times over the last 3 or 4 days. Across a real nice down-to-earth that's hungry to do well for Brom. So, yeah, an unbelievable attacking, very good player, and one that fans can be very excited to see.
It's that balancing act, isn't it, really? Because the squad obviously was very good last season. I mean, your results would tell me that. And it's giving them a chance while having to strengthen key areas.
Yeah, 100%. The current squad will all get a chance pre-season. There's no two ways about that. They've been frightening for us. That said, I have identified five players that I'd like to bring into the setup. Three of those are over the line now, and there's two, maybe possibly three, that I'm hoping to get tied up this week. That will be that added bit of quality. That will be that added bit of experience that I think we require to go and challenge in the level above. Because as everyone knows and knows me and the club well, we're ambitious and we're looking to do good things, and we're not going up to make numbers. We're going up to try and push on and try and challenge for major honours.
And of course, this next season now, it's been revealed you'll have Worcester City in there as well.
Yeah, brilliant news. You know, it's two huge local derbies. Obviously, they ground share with us at the moment, so they'll be excited too. It's a mouth-watering clash, home and away, for the fans to get involved in. Obviously, they'll come into this level thinking that they've got a great chance of doing very, very well. So yeah, it all heads for a very, very exciting season.
And I know you'll take nothing for granted, but you must go into that level thinking you've got a great chance to do very well.
Yes and no. The sides that have historically gone up from our level to the next level over the last 10 or 15 years haven't done very well first season up there. It's a very, very tough league to go in. But as I've said to you previously, I'm very confident in my ability. I'm very confident in the group's ability that if we get it right and work hard, our aim, or the club's aim, straight away is a top five finish. But me being me, I'm looking to try and win the thing. So we'll go up there. We'll go up there looking forward to it. But we'll understand that there's some very, very good sides in there that will also be doing exactly the same and looking for the exact same end product as us. And that is to try and challenge for a title. So, yeah, we're all looking forward to it. That's the main thing. And can't wait to get going again.